Randy, what's happening at the Call of Eight Conference?
A lot of things going on, a lot of people, and I'm visiting with Nutrien senior agronomist, and they also do the Economics Dirt podcast. I'm visiting with Mike Howell. And Mike, your topic here, we're talking sulfur, and sulfur is one of those things. I know we always talk about N, P, and K, but sulfur's, why has sulfur become such an important topic?
Well, we're referring to sulfur these days as the fourth major nutrient. It all goes back about 50 years when we inducted the Clean Air Act. That was New Year's Eve in 1970, and that was a great act. It cleaned up a lot of the air pollution that we were having from some of our factories. Unfortunately, that did remove a lot of the sulfur from the atmosphere. We were getting free sulfur at the time, and you know, we saw some data today. Looks like we may have in the Red River Valley, we may not be getting as much as 10 to 12 pounds of sulfur free that we used to get back in that time.
Do you see that continually cleaning up then?
Well, we have really done a great job, and there's not nearly as much sulfur emission. So I think we've probably hit the plateau as far as much as it's been cleaned up. The other side of that coin is we're constantly increasing our yields. So the more we're increasing yields on any crop, the more nutrients they're going to need to make that yield. So the need for sulfur is increasing. At the same time, the supply of sulfur that we're getting, that we were getting, is diminishing. So therefore, we've got this need for more sulfur in the fields these days.
So the sulfur, when you do our soil test for the NPK, do we do the sulfur too at the same time?
Well, testing for sulfur is not really a good thing because it is mobile in the soil, a lot like nitrogen. We can get some estimates on that from our organic matter, but we really like to put out a sulfur application no matter what, just because we know the need is going to be there and it is mobile in the soil and we can lose it. You know, another thing to do is do some tissue sampling during the year. That's a better indicator of how much sulfur is actually going to be in the crop at that time.
What are some of the signs, and if we're short sulfur, what do we look for?
Sulfur deficiency is going to look a lot like a nitrogen deficiency, and it's turning that crop a pale yellow color. The difference is nitrogen deficiency is going to start at the lower part of the plant and work its way up. Sulfur will start at the top of the plant and work its way down. So if you start seeing these yellowing plants starting at the top, moving their way down, a pretty good indicator you may have a sulfur deficiency. I'd recommend getting a plant tissue test at that time and making some adjustments.
Somebody wants to find out more, what do they need to do?
You can always go to our website. That's Nutrien-Economics.com. We have this and much more information there.
Nutrien senior agronomist Mike Howell. We're here at the Bushel Conference, and a lot of things coming on this afternoon yet. A lot of farmer panels and other things going on. They're just getting ready to break for lunch here right now, but you can also catch things virtually here as well. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
With the Pioneer Agronomy Minute.